Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 158. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we're Middle-Aged and Creeped Out. What's going on, gentlemen?
All good things.
Gentlemen.
Men being gentle.
Gentle my.
What was that?
Coco pa.
Coco pa.
He's
like the singular and
gibberish.
Plural. Gentlemen. Gentle my.
I actually am following that. I'm following that, which is really scary.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's a little weird. I was like, what? Gentle my? I get it. I hear you. I'm going to take it. That's good. Yeah. Good.
You don't know where to go from there.
No, I was just thinking about what we were talking about before we started recording. So just Office Space and Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber, and, yeah. Classics.
Good.
Something About Mary.
Stuff. Good laughs, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at me. Oh, anyway, good to be here in front of the mics.
That's
and,
right.
And do a mini here for the creepies. Let's get right to it. Sean? Okay. What do we talk about?
We are going to talk about Nate's pick, and that is Hull House. We had all had to do like a double check and make sure that we hadn't covered this before, but we have not covered this before.
Okay.
Does this have anything
we're
to
almost
do with
positive.
Bobby Hull and Brett Hull of NHL fame?
It absolutely does not, actually.
Oh, okay.
No. not even close.
Not even, no. What would make you say that?
Yeah. How about some foundation?
Well, I totally forgot the. And if interested, please go check out our show notes for source links we use for this topic.
I thought you already said that.
It just flows when I do it like that. Sorry.
Never mind. It's they get what they get.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's what they get from us. They know that. The Hull House, a historic settlement house in Chicago.
Chicago.
Has a rich.
Chi-town.
I've never heard of Chicago. Where's Chicago? Just kidding. Has a rich history of urban legends and supernatural stories. Founded in 1889 by Jane Addams, two D's, and Helen Gates, two L's. No, sorry, I don't know why I'm pointing that out. Star, two R's. Hull House was a hub for social and cultural activities, serving as a refugee for immigrants and the working class. Over the years, the house has been the subject of numerous ghost stories, including tales of a haunted bedroom, a portal of spirits, and, this is the best part, a devil baby.
Did he just do the wah wah?
I did. We talked about that off air.
We did, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pictures of this is a pretty cool place.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Great history.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is the oldest building in downtown Chicago, they said. And that is pretty wild. It's still standing. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, it was a converted mansion and expanded to 13-building complex that covered nearly a whole city block.
It was, 13 different buildings.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they had a gymnasium, theater, art gallery, music school, boys club, auditorium, cafeteria, cooperative residence for working women, kindergarten, nursery, library, post office, meeting and club rooms, art studios, kitchen, dining room, apartments for the residential staff. This place was like a mini town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. 1889?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, gosh.
They said that Jane Addams, with women, they couldn't. She wanted to, serve a purpose in her life. And being a woman in that age, they either taught, went in as a medical professional, or took care of children. And they said that really wasn't a lot of way be a missionary. That was another way to serve. But she basically inherited money from her father, and she took time to go travel the world and really trying to find her purpose. And when she came back, she decided to start this, really to help people. And they said that these kind of, instead of poorhouses, which we've talked about before, right?
Yeah.
And this was supposed to be people of a higher class, instead of just saying, oh, here's some money and this is, you know, you can do this work for me and we'll take care of you, but you're still basically indentured servitude type stuff. This is the working class and poor people living with the wealthy. Mm-hmm. And they were side by side living together and helping each other. And that's kind of cool. I mean, I think that's
a neat
way. So it was a new, idea that came about. And this was a big part in like women's rights, you know, during that era and all those kind of things. So these women are people that are historical figures as well. So this is where all that sprang from, they said, was from this Hull House.
Yeah.
This is always classic, like the Hull House mansion part. Which real estate developer Charles Hull had the house built, served as his home for only 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
It's funny how all these rich folk
I know
build these huge elaborate homes and then they, you know, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and then they're out.
His wife died. Mm-hmm. There, and that's why he ended up...
His two sons, too.
Yep, and did... Yeah, right. And he didn't feel like it was home anymore, so he and his daughter went and lived in another mansion across town, I guess. But what the room that she died in is supposed to be very haunted, and Jane Addams was not a big believer. She's a bit of a skeptic, but she... That was originally her room where she died, and she said it was super haunted. Like, there would be a ghost apparition, a white ghost would float over the bed at night. She couldn't sleep. She said that people, she turned it into a guest room, and people couldn't sleep in there either as a guest room. And she said that people would put, there's that old wives' tale. We talked about water keeping spirits away. They put a bucket of water in front of a room to keep spirits from being able to cross. I don't think it works either, but, yeah, it was an old wives' tale, but that's supposed to be one of the most haunted houses,
yeah.
But
she, nicknamed the bedroom Haunted Bedroom.
Yeah, right. That's pretty original.
How in the heck did she come up with that? Scary room. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Says, while it has not been presented or discussed often here at the museum, Hull House's extensive supernatural history is well known within the paranormal community. The Hull Mansion was not a space where violence or violent deaths took place, but it was built in 1856 as a summer home by the wealthy, as we talked about. The real estate developer Charles Hull. It did survive the Great Chicago Fire of 1871, which is a very famous mm-hmm. fire, thanks to its location on the outskirts of the city, just far enough to be out of the reach. There were only two notable events of death that took place there. The first was Millicent Charles Hull's wife, of an unspecified illness in her bedroom in 1860. The second was the death of a young woman named Irene Donner, who was shot outside of the settlement by her former fiancé. In spite of the settlement's mostly innocuous history, ghost stories about the space persist. I'll read this real quick here. Sounds like it says, one of the most notable hauntings include ghost children, and which is always creepy. They're said to be heard running in the upstairs corridor and in the courtyard. Sometimes they're called the Fountain Girls. Girls. Also in the courtyard is said to be a portal, portal to hell, a circular concrete slab that was the location of a fountain in the past. There have been reports of monks being seen in and around the mansion.
Hmm.
So you got a portal to hell, ghost children.
Yeah.
You
know,
what else do you need?
That portal, yeah, there was a big fountain there. They said that mm-hmm. all of a sudden the college basically inexplicably just took the fountain away. Didn't explain why, didn't do whatever, but they said, yeah, that is supposed to be one of the epicenter for haunting besides the attic of the whole house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Adams, with that haunted bedroom, eventually closed it off and just used it as storage.
The haunted bedroom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the haunted bedroom. And then... she heard stories of previous tenants in the building that put buckets of water outside the door to that room, and she didn't really know why they were doing that. But then later on, it was explained to her that they did it out of the belief that spirits cannot cross water.
Yeah.
So others knew that room was haunted too. So.
The mansion's most renowned ghost, however, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Is its resident lady, in white.
Yes.
So you've got Portal to Hell, mm-hmm. Ghost Children, Lady in
it's
White.
It's got it all. Let's go.
Yeah.
Could be Mrs. Hall.
Said there are, well, yeah, there are different categories of common ghost stories told around the world. One of the most popular apparitions is the Lady in White, as a woman who died tragically and unfulfilled, and usually seen wearing a white dress. Some popular examples are stories about ghost brides, La Llorona, and Chicago's own Resurrection Mary. I think we did that, didn't we? Yeah.
We've talked about it. Yeah, I don't think we did an actual episode on
but that. But Hull House's Lady in White is said to be none other than Millicent Hull, who I spoke about earlier. When Jane Addams and Ellen Gates Starr began renting the Hull House, they were not in full possession of the mansion, and the concurrent tenants told stories about how Millicent haunted her former bedroom, often cited as being Jane Addams' room. Many claimed to see her, and the story was well known, but she was generally considered harmless. Well, that's good. So she's, you know, she's a sweet lady in white.
That's right.
Ghost apparition.
That's how we like them, right?
That's right.
One of the most popular stories from this is the Devil Baby.
Uh-oh.
The most infamous story surrounding Hull House is the legend of the Devil Baby. According to the story, a woman gave birth to a baby with horns, hooves, and a tail, and it was said to be the spawn of the devil. Of course it is. The story spread quickly, and people would come from all over to catch a glimpse of the Devil Baby. The story was later revealed to be a morality tale meant to teach men to be faithful and respectful to their wives and families. They did say that a lot of those stories, they said it's probably, so she didn't, Jane Addams didn't ever deny that this baby was dropped off, but she never, they would say, people come far and wide to see this devil baby, they said. And supposedly it was kept in the attic. And she just turned them away and say, no, you can't see the baby. No, the baby's not here, whatever, you know, just to get him to go away. But she said that there were so many immigrants that came that a lot of those stories abounded where if there was a misshapen or a deformed child that it had to have been, you know, cursed by the devil. That's why it was deformed. Right. So they said, but it also, it was just tales and folklore that spread. And a lot of these people were just, you know, would be drawn into that, like gossip or, you know, the myths that would spread around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she did not want to play into that. Apparently.
Is it kind of like, in Seinfeld, the episode where, you got to see the baby. Come see that.
That's right. Yeah, you can't see this baby.
That's sort of the way it went. People were willing to pay to see the
whatever
devil
money
baby,
to,
no matter what the cost.
Yep. And she's like, nope, I'm not taking money.
But think about loads. It back then. You know, like they didn't have the technology, so it's all hearsay. It's mm-hmm. just the rumors and the excitement. So I bet, yeah, I bet
said
they
bus
just
loads would come from like Milwaukee or wherever, you know, far and wide, like Nate's saying.
Yeah, so it's comparable to the 1968 film Rosemary's Baby.
Great movie, that's, by the way.
Yep. A devil baby.
That was apparently the inspiration for that, too, by the way. It says, other hauntings and legends surrounding the Hull House include reports of a woman in white, like Todd said, believed to be the ghost of Mrs. Hull. There's also a story of the man who declared he would rather have the devil at home than a picture of the Virgin Mary, and a couple who had a child with strange appearances said to be the result of the man's infidelity. So that leads to the stories of the devil baby. So there was a lady that was Catholic and her husband was an atheist, and she had the picture of Virgin Mary on the wall. He came home and ripped it down and made that exclamation, he'd rather have the devil. And so then nine months later, apparently she had a devil baby, and that's what was dropped off at the house. At least that was one of the forms of the story. So
that legend claims, as you're saying, is red, oily, scaly skin, hoofed feet and horns on its head. Some stories claim it came out with a full head of hair and smoking a cigar.
That's great.
What?
And that it could speak three different languages and curse in all three of them.
Of course it could. Why would you doubt that?
I totally believe this. I mean, it's
got to be real.
No reason to doubt it.
Smoking a cigar and speaking three languages.
All I can think of is
cursing. And
was it Hellboy?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say that the devil baby is still lurking in the attic, while others say that that is not true. It's that only its spirit remains in the haunt to haunt that space. So, but some people say it's still lurking. I'm like, I don't buy that. I could see a spirit maybe, but I don't believe the devil baby. Period.
Yeah.
But It is an interesting story. Kind of fun. So
I have to give a shout out to it's Ghost Files, and we've talked about them before on the show. They're very entertaining. Couple guys that are paranormal investigators. One's a skeptic, and one is a believer, and they're just hilarious to watch. And I have to say, I mean, it was like a this is 42 minute video of them doing an investigation of the whole house museum, and it's just classic. So it's fun because they actually pick up a lot of activity, and then they do at the end. They each have to spend time alone in the location. And it's just, but they talk on walkie talkies and it's just really funny. And that was, I was telling you guys that the skeptic guy, he went first and he hides the, walkie talkie. And then of course he put it in the attic and he was telling, and the other guy was like, you put it in the attic, didn't you? And he's like, of course I did. Yeah. And he's like, I'll give you a little hint. So, you know, I'll help you to find it. And he said his time in there, they're supposed to spend like 20 minutes or whatever in the location alone. And he goes, your time doesn't start until you find the walkie-talkie. So he's got to find it. So he's up there in the attic, and the guy's like going, wee, 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 you know, making those baby noise. And the guy's like, oh my God, is that a baby crying? Is it, you know, and he like genuinely, it appears that he's genuinely like freaked out. And he's like, oh my gosh, are you messing around with me? And he's like, of course I am. But it is. You guys should watch it. It is fantastic. So, but you learn a lot about the whole house too. And then, like I said, it's entertaining because they're hilarious. So,
yeah,
I like
because I've seen. Yeah, we were talking about the ones with they did in the lighthouse. Was St. Peter's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
St. Augustine.
St. Augustine. Yep. St. Peter's. And then the one is it's in San Francisco. We did or San Diego. I'm drawing a blank. They had like the courtroom. And we did that. This was 2 years ago. I saw an episode with them in that. It was definitely a must see. They're just funny. They're just and you know, they're both funny, but the one that's the skeptic, he's got a great sense of humor. Yeah, mm-hmm. The other guy's kind of more spastic. The believer
made
is
for it. Yeah,
he's a little more anxious, a little more he jittery,
scaredy cat.
Yeah, scaredy cat. But no, this whole house, they said that it's fun, and over a century, they still the residents in that area love to tell the stories, and they say they get a little more exaggerated as the years go on. But I think that's fun, you know. You know, whether it's about the demons, the lady in white, the devil baby. So that's kind of cool. I think it's neat.
Yeah, this place is happening. It checks all the boxes.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not too far to go either. We could definitely put this on our doable list.
You want me to say it? Put it on the list, John.
Oh, absolutely. I did it.
It does. It does check all the boxes, Nate. You're right. It's kind of a fun. It's creepy. I mean, it's got got all the history and yeah, not that far. It's true.
We do creepy now.
Yeah, we do creepy.
Okay, we'll do creepy.
We're creepy. Well, never mind. yeah, you
speak
have
for
me,
yourself.
Yeah, Lady in White, Devil Baby.
It's true.
You know all the classics. So, Portal to Hell. Can't beat that. Any place has a portal to hell, which I think every place has a portal to hell now. It's fun.
We're getting there.
It's fun. Huh?
We're getting there.
Nate's going to have a portal to hell, yeah. Right. Under his bed, right?
right
behind the drum set.
That's where little monsters reside.
Oh!
Yeah. That's another classic movie.
They grab your feet. Grab your legs.
Howie Mandel.
Uh-huh.
Funny. What else you guys have on the... whole house.
I think we hit everything that I could find.
Sean, you have anything?
Mm-mm. We're going. That's all I know.
Okay. Let me know when.
Stay in the night. Right. Flashlights.
Mm-hmm. Can you stay at the...
I don't think so. I think it's a museum, but I think you can do overnight. You can do overnight investigations, but...
I don't think today,
Probably cost a boatload, but
Probably, I would imagine, but we'll see. We have so many places, don't we? Hundreds.
We do.
That's literally hundreds. Nate, what do you have for us?
This was a whole lot of fun, but that's a wrap.
Oh man. He's good. He's good.
Every
He's
every
a
time.
Pro. He's a pro.
Knocked out of the park.
Wow. That was,
you
really
like that
loud.
One? Was it too loud?
Sorry. Cow.
I hope that's not
sorry,
too loud.
Sorry, creepies. My gosh. wow.
Sorry.
I'm
not normally good with the, all the sound effects.
You,
but
you
that
can get with Sean to replace your speakers.
Sorry, guys.
My ears.
That's supposed to be the sound of a baseball.
Thanks, Nate. No thanks to you, Sean. Mm-hmm. I can't hear myself. We want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 158 and our discussion on the Hull House. And until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.